And welcome back for hour number three of the Christ Missionary Baptist Church Houston Relief Radiothon. Along with Scott Spears, I'm Terry Tackett, along with the world-famous Sledge-O-Matic comedian Gallagher, Pastor Corey Rogers from the Christ Missionary Baptist Church, and our special guest today, Jeremiah Wagner.
Now, we've been on for 2 hours, and where do we stand?
We stand, our total now is $205.
And we need how much?
We need
$1,500. Yeah, but I got cash money here with the other one. They're just talking. They're just talking with the other. I'm bringing them in. These 20s I got from my fans. These are all love, come from love.
Amen.
But I didn't have a five, so I brought a 20. You giving change?
We don't make change on this radio.
That's right.
All right, so the donations, we've got 2 hours to go here to get this done. We're gonna go on for four. We're halfway done, and we are what to 1380. Give them the number
740-531-9944.
And where what are we gonna do with this money?
The money will go to U-Haul. We need a total of $1,500 to rent a 26 foot.
We're at 1280 if we got 220.
No, we need 1500.
Yeah.
I know, but we got 100 from the other people and 120 from me because you won't get
13,
change.
So it's 1280. You're right.
It is 1280.
It's 12. Well, right there's $100 now. We just did that with the math.
Well, everybody was doing it. I was just making sure.
Making sure they were right.
Yeah,
all we need is 1280 in 2 hours. Now this is important, folks.
Right.
1280 in 2 hours. You can walk it down here.
Absolutely.
We're in the lower level of the Belltone Building, two doors down from Lee's Chicken, or you can call 74.
I'm out in the parking lot communing with the moon.
It is a full moon. 740-531-9944. Dial the digits. And maybe we'll get somebody will pitch in and maybe just clear the whole amount and we'll be done.
But the people, the masses can do it. That's the point of the United States. We can't just let Oprah run everything because she's got the money. Do you have her number?
I wish I did.
I do too.
Oprah's number?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Somebody out there. Tweet these people.
Yes.
Even Rosie.
All we need is a little bit of money that will go a long way. 740.
We know how long it's going to go. It's going to go to
Houston.
Houston. Yes.
And back.
740. And his truck's leaving on Tuesday morning. 740-531-9944. We've only got 2 hours left, folks. Now, come on. We need to hit our mark. We want to be celebratory at the end of this. Now, here is Labor Day fact number 7. Labor Day started as a part of the labor union movement to recognize the contributions of men and women in the U.S. workforce, but modernly, it is seen as a chance to celebrate the last weekend of summer. So unions have went by the wayside. All this is a celebration that
summer's
over.
The last cookout. The last barbecue
tomorrow.
It was part of union negotiations to get another day off.
That's right.
They're powerful.
It was a bargaining chip for them.
And they won.
Yeah.
And they got it.
What are your Labor Day plans, Terry?
Probably a barbecue.
A barbecue, sure, why not? Gallagher, what are your Labor Day plans? Your day off from the Postal Service tomorrow, so
what
you'll be able to do
that. What are you barbecuing when you should be giving that money to the trailer fund?
Absolutely.
Just get it out right now.
Open your checkbook.
I'm in for $120, right?
Come on. So where is your... What will you be doing tomorrow on Labor Day?
I'm going to write a poem that will be inspired. All of my things are inspired. I don't know where the idea comes. I can't be proud. Pride goes before the fall.
I'm never proud
of these inspirations. I just do a good job of working with the concept. These people on Facebook, they think it's my diary and that I people I'm writing about, but I'm not. I'm just doing the job of her, so I could work for the devil if I wanted to. I'm just saying.
Right.
But it's just a project. I'm a wordsmith. That's what it is. I'm a wordsmith.
Yeah, we're getting down to brass tacks here, so we need to get something done.
Right.
Well,
I thought you'd be all over that one. We've never used that one yet.
Brass tacks?
Brass tacks.
Yeah.
What are brass tacks?
Well, they're obviously used to keep the rug down. Right?
That's what they
keep the rug down.
Okay.
But why
are we getting down to the brass tacks?
I don't know. You're right. It'd be like they're ripping up the rug.
Yeah, you don't want to rip up
down
the rug.
To the tacks now. We can't get them out. You got a hammer?
what Labor Day plans tomorrow?
No. I always work on my poems, and I love being in Poemville. I go off. It's inspired. It's almost a trip, right? Go ahead and tell them. Writing a song's the same way, right?
It is.
Jeremiah, Labor Day plans?
I mean, honestly, you know, it is going to be a day off work, but, I mean...
We should labor on Labor Day, shouldn't we?
Indeed. You know, well, mowing the lawn is on the agenda.
Yeah, mowing the lawn. Got to get a gardener.
Yeah. But hopefully, I mean, it'll be a time where people can reflect on the good they did tonight, you know, by calling in.
That's what all we need is 1280.
Can't reiterate that.
Yeah.
That's a very low number.
Represent. We have to represent. We're sending a trailer down south. We've got to represent.
To Houston.
Yes.
Yes. Pastor, what will you be doing for Labor Day?
I will be at the church boxing some stuff up so we can get ready to load the truck up.
Well, I'll tell you, look at it this way. We are closer now than we were when we started.
Yeah? Right.
We are closer now. We just need some more money. We need some more dough, no matter how little it is. We need it because we're going to get there. I have faith that we are going to get to 1,500 before this thing is over.
Sure.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
People don't have time. They're just sitting around there like lazy, nice people right now.
Right.
They just haven't
lazy,
got to that
lazy, nice people.
I didn't finish that. What I was going to say. lazy, wonderful people that
wonderful
will be calling
people.
In and giving us a pledge. And that's all we need in the next 2 hours before midnight. 740-383-9944. Do you realize if somebody called in and pledged 1280 right now, boy, we could have a celebration. We could ding it. We could smash this watermelon.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lazy way out. We need 1,500 people with a dollar.
Yes.
That's right.
Just one more dollar. 740-531-9944. And I guess we can go to another Labor Day fact here. Americans worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week in the 19th century. That's a big fact. Think about that.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Exactly right. Mm. Now, how about that? What do you think about that, Gallagher? They were working... Did you hear me?
Yeah, they work people like machines. Mm-hmm. But in the future, the machines are going to be... We discussed it, how that the cars are going to be driven GPS by the satellite. It's going to be pervasive. All the cars are going to be driverless. All the people with a job with driver in it. Delivery, whatever... Cab, it's all, they won't have a job now because they're just going to drive.
Pizza delivery guy will be out of work.
Right. It'll be a little train that runs around the town and you can get in. It'll be just like having a monorail. It'll be like Disneyland. The whole place will be Disneyland. Doop, doop, boop, boop, and you get in the little trolley.
Now, do you have a poem you would like to share with us? That's
I was looking for one, but I just have an observation. Now, America, just so you'll know, is where white people live but don't count in a blue state. Black people live but don't count in a red state. Red people don't live in any state because the reservation isn't legally even in our country, so they cannot have casinos. I mean, they can have casinos. Where black and white lose their greenbacks and end up in the red feeling blue, and if they don't have gas to get home, they're marooned.
Mm.
That's a little color education there.
Yeah, see that.
It's cute, too.
That was fascinating. Yeah, was it not, Terry?
Yeah.
I could see every man was moved by that. He was highly moved.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
What do you
very
think?
Good.
You know, Thomas. Here's my fact. Thomas Jefferson used a scribe. So this means the author of our individual freedom-granting constitution was a dictator. Hey! Two meetings of the word dictate.
Yeah.
Come on, that's a good joke.
That's a good joke.
It's a perfect joke.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
It's an observation.
It's an observation. You send that to Jerry Seinfeld and you'll be in the money.
I'm just glad that the Muslim women got to move from the hot desert to Germany, you know, where it's chillier. And because they're wearing so much. Some of them have like a bedspread on. Some of them are just sheets, but I mean, it's a lot of fabric.
They have a bedspread.
Now they're up there.
You heard that right.
Huh?
You had a bedspread.
They do. They wear a bedspread. When it gets real hot, do you think to put a blanket over your head? No. No, I know. These are some of my observations.
Is that it?
No, I can go deeper into this ditch if you want to go.
Well, I don't want to dig any deeper at this point. Let's get another Labor Day fact in because this is very important. The Adamson Act was passed September 3rd, 1916 to establish an 8-hour workday. Mm. So Labor Day came before the 8-hour workday.
Mm.
the Adamson Act.
That's interesting.
Every time you work 8 hours, you can just say that's the Adamson Act. Yeah. That's exactly right. Again, Terry, give us a recoup of what's happened here tonight.
Well, the reason we're here tonight is for the Christ Missionary Baptist Church Houston Relief effort, so they can get a U-Haul truck and send the supplies desperately needed to Houston. We're trying to raise $1,500, and we're about $1,280 away from our goal right now. So, you know,
and we've only got 90 minutes.
Only got 90 minutes left. So, you know, anything would be greatly appreciated. Give us a call, 740-531-9944.
All right, I'm ready with my poem.
All right, what's it about?
Let's go.
This is called The Last Time I Saw Jesus.
Oh, gee whiz.
Nobody's ever used that title, so I'm just doing a good job. I'm doing my job. The last time I saw Jesus, God was playing cards with him. By the big smile on his face, his dad was letting him win again. Even God don't mess with Jesus. Once he flips out, then he's gone. There ain't no way he can play where he might lose a single pawn. Ooh. He'll fight for me, light a light for me. He won't cower from the power of my enemies. This is the hook. You can sing along. In his holy name, he can coach my game. None can harm me in his army, and I'm forever free from blame. The last time I saw Jesus, there was 58 seconds to go. Down 2 men, 3 goals, everybody but Jesus was a heading home. But a super fan believes you can. You might score before the end of your time, since women and men aren't born believing. Jesus always wins by coming up from behind. Want to do the hook again? He'll fight for me, light a light for me. He won't cower from the power of my enemies. In his holy name. Hey, come in with some music. In his holy name. He can coach my game. None can harm me in his army, and I'm forever free from blame. Thank God there's this last verse. The last time I saw Jesus, heaven and the devil were slugging it out. Of course, David was pitching. Death was hitting. On base was fear and doubt. Jesus was a catching, controlling the action. God, the team owner, was leaving him alone. Nothing gets past his son. Evil can't score no more when Jesus is a covering home. Let it do the hook again. He'll fight for me. Light a light for me. No guitar. God saw you didn't get your guitar.
I'm actually trying to communicate with folks to donate right now.
Pardon me.
Keep going, though, because they're liking what they're hearing.
They're going to pay for more. We're not going to do any more than pay for it.
I'm turning over the table of the money changers and taking what hits the floor.
Donate your money, folks. Now, come on. What else you got to do with it?
What else do you have to do with it? That's the point. Money's fungible. It could do anything with it, and they're giving up something that's valuable. God's watching.
Hit the hook again. We got a guitar now.
Now we have the guitar?
This is that point in the show.
Isn't
that
a good song? You thought it was not going to be good, right?
I thought he's
digging a hole. You're a fan. Tell everybody. You're a fan of mine, right?
I'm a huge fan.
Is inspired. I'm just using words that I think will be best for everybody. I'm not writing it for myself. This is a task I was given.
What key do you want, Gallagher?
But I thought, don't people like talking about cards and sports, hockey and baseball? And if I could just make it in those make it in those terms, you know. Remember, Jesus consorted with the prostitutes. I'm not
tax
saying
collectors
everybody. He has to know everybody.
Huh? The key of G for God.
Yep, there you go.
I want to do the hook?
Yeah.
He'll fight for me. He'll light a light for me. He won't cower from the power of my enemies. In his holy name, he can coach my game. None can harm me in his army. And I'm forever free from blame. I didn't know where we got to the end of an 8-count there. All right.
That's great.
It wasn't great. I was stumbling along. But we'll work on it. We'll work on it and come back with a song, don't you think?
We should.
We promise.
We're on to something.
Well, we got to have the big end, or what's going to be the big end? What's going to be the big finale? Well, you got 90 minutes to work on it.
I don't. You keep putting my end in a crack, and I don't
putting
know.
Putting your end in a crack.
Ender. You said we need a big ender.
Ender.
What's your basic?
We need a big
you
ender.
I have to tell everybody what my idea for the end is right now.
No,
right
no,
now.
Tell them right now. You just have to be prepared right
well,
now.
Well, it's going
to
be dead air when you say, what are you going to do?
And then I thought, this night's over with. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm hoping that the confetti comes down because we got to $1,500.
Well, I'm waiting for that moment. What do you think, Kateri?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let the people know.
No,
where
waiting
where are your people, Jeremiah? Where's these people?
Come on, working guys. On it.
Come on. What are they doing at these Labor Day parties? Yeah. Come on. It's time to pick up your phone. You all have
cell phones. They're up right now preparing the potato salad for tomorrow.
I never liked potato salad.
Really?
No, never did. Macaroni salad was better.
And I definitely don't like it right now.
Or if they ruin it at Walmart. Yeah, if they ruin it at Walmart, you can always go to Walmart or something and get some.
What is with the Amish potato salad? Why does everybody want Amish?
I don't know.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, I got another song here. And this
another
one's,
song.
This one's pertinent. This one's called All About
Come on,
the
Jeremiah.
Dollar.
All, right.
All About the Dollar. If that's what everybody is. What, you're going to give me some music on this one?
We'll
it goes like this. I'm all about the dollar. Have you figured that out? It's what's in that Wally wallet. That's what this girl is talking about. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to be a girl in this.
You're going
to
be a girl in
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I wrote this for a woman. Okay. I'm all about the dollar. Have you figured that out? It's what's in that Wally wallet. That's what this girl is talking about. I've met so many big deals that just went in the tank. I don't need to know how cheap feels, honey. I need you to rob me a bank to pay for what just yesterday I on laid away done bought. Honey, you best steal them big bills, cause that's the kind I got a lot. I'm all about the dollar, just like mayors, queens, and cops. We all know what they've been doing. Now I'm doing it too. To the top! For a piece of the pie, I'm a piece of cake. Cause if you want to be up a crusty baby, you gotta put your oven on. Take and bake!
Have mercy, Jesus.
Now I needed a hook. And you come up with that's going to be good. I'm going to do Have Mercy, Jesus.
Have Mercy, Jesus.
So anyway, that's just a taste of it. I don't need to do the whole thing. Did you like that one? That one's all about the dollar. I just take what some human emotion and then put it into rhymes, you know. That's my job.
Fascinating. Tell people once again, because we need to let people know as
sure. I mean fascinating. I'm just as interesting as Bruce whatever his
oh
name is.
Oh, my goodness, I hear a phone.
Well, you know him.
I don't know that. Take it.
Oh, my God. We're excited about a
you
single phone call
oh,
in a
relaxed.
Town
it's call
of
number one.
200,000. How many people are here?
33,000.
Yeah.
We're getting a phone call. Thank goodness gracious.
I know, but I had just made myself into a woman. This is a lot to do. And you just, he didn't even, I was speaking for a woman. That's hard to do.
Right.
I got to make myself a woman. And I have to think about it from their point of view.
All right, folks. This is important. 7-4 rows.
I didn't catch the last one.
5-3
They're
one.
Ordering a pizza.
Is that what?
They got it mixed
wait till
up.
Oh, this is going to be a news break. Our first news break of the night.
Domino's across
all right, go ahead. What's the news?
Our House Ministries.
Our House Ministries.
$20 pledge.
$20.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
That ain't a house.
It's a house.
That's
you build a house
booth.
Brick by
phone
brick.
Phone booths would donate
$20. $20. Now we're down to $1,260. That's all we need. Come on, folks. $1,260. Now we're on a...
Isn't anybody going to pay me not to sing another one of my songs?
740-531-9944. That's 740-531-9944. This is the Christ Missionary Baptist trip with a U-Haul to the people of Houston who have been washed out. Come on. 740-531-9944. This entertainment is not free tonight. It'll cost you.
One way or another.
One way or another. Now let's go to another fact here. We have two more left. Historians say the expression this is the no white after Labor Day thing. Historians say the expression no white after Labor Day comes from when the upper class would return from the summer vacations and stow away their lightweight summer clothes as they return back from school to work. Did you know that's why you don't wear white after Labor Day?
It don't look right. You're not supposed to play summer. That white is for summery stuff. Well, no, tea parties.
White is Christmas.
No, it isn't. Green and red is Christmas. So is a watermelon.
A watermelon is green and red. It's right, so made for Christmas.
So the white t-shirts you see that people wear, the wife beaters, is
you can't wear those.
Totally wrong.
After Labor Day. After Labor Day, they're all done. Tomorrow's the last day you can wear white.
Well, let's send some people to tell the gangs that they can't wear that.
That's exactly what we should do.
Well, it's cold, you know, so they shouldn't be wearing it anyway. I mean, they got to wear some more.
All right, Jeremiah, where are we at on the song list here for tonight?
I can go ahead and play if you'd like.
Sure. Well, please do.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Are you saying that in lieu of my songs you'd rather hear Jeremiah? Is that under this whole thing?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, not at all. Go ahead.
Well, I'll go ahead and just play another one. This
do you have any songs that you can do as a woman?
As a woman.
Yeah, we've heard that moment here moments ago.
You know, I could do a familiar song. How about a cover song? Would that be?
Oh, what is, who, from
can
who?
I sing along? If it's a cover, I should know it.
What's the song?
I would think that this might be a song that a lot of people know. It's from one of the most popular movies of all time.
Is it the Gin Blossoms?
It is not the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, boy,
but they are coming to,
your eyes,
they are coming to town, though, for the popcorn festival.
They'll sell
so
out.
So is it Santa Claus.
They'll sell out. Want to make a little side wager there? They'll sell out.
I might be a bit more excited for Santa Claus.
Yeah, they'll sell out a free concert. I'm sure they'll sell out a free concert.
Please, people be in the streets.
A free concert, they'll sell out, I'm sure.
When you control the microphones, this is what you do. You get rid of that, the Gin Blossoms are going to do great. Go ahead.
Well, I think
go ahead, it's on now.
I'm selling t-shirts while they're there for free. I know where to fish.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
I'll be with Gallagher selling his t-shirts.
I should have turned your mic on for that. Go ahead.
Sure. No, I like to have a little fun with this one. I play this whenever I do solo gigs and whatever, but it's from the movie Titanic, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Oh, that was by a woman, yes.
There we go. So
Celine Dion.
In the arena there. So.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That's how I know you go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you go on. In the air, fire, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you've opened the door, and you're here in my heart will go on. Love can touch us one time, and last for a lifetime. I'll never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you one true time. I hold you, I'll never let go till we're cold. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Oh, once more, you open the door, and you're here in my heart, and my heart will go on. Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. We will say, oh, forever this way. You are safe in my arms, and my heart will go on.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Very good.
I'll never let go.
Very nice. A great number there here on the Labor Day Radiothon. What do you got, Terry?
Our total. We still need $1,260.
That's all we need in the next hour and 22 minutes.
This is the Christ Missionary Baptist Church Houston Relief Radiothon.
And we are about at second base right now.
Yeah.
We just got to round third and head home.
Yeah.
740-531-9944. Remind people, Pastor, where this money is going.
The money is going toward a 26-foot U-Haul truck. We need to rent a truck to load all of the donations that came in yesterday, between yesterday and tomorrow, so we can. My prayer is that we can take off Tuesday and take the donations down to Texas.
Exactly right, and that's what we need to do.
What do you mean exactly right? He knows what he's doing.
I was agreeing.
You're acting like he got his fill in the blank correct.
Right. Do you have something else to say?
No.
Okay. Well, we have.
I speak out for every person also, as well as every man. That's okay. What they were all thinking. They were thinking, well, of course the pastor got it right. He knows what he wants the money for.
I was just agreeing. I was agreeing.
Now, let me ask you this.
Oh, I knew you had something to say.
What if we do this? What if we just sell everything that's been volunteered so far and then send them the money and save you a trip driving down and back?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, I'm just thinking of doing that now that we're not getting the money for the trailer. Why not just sell what you got there, send them the money? That was the whole thing. They want a toothbrush, they got to go to, I guess, Arkansas. Right. Is the first dry spot.
Right.
Where's the high point in there? Means red. Baton Rouge. I think Baton Rouge is the high ground.
Well, there was a song about Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
What's the song? There was a song about Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wasn't there? Am I wrong here?
I believe so. Yeah, country song, actually.
Oh, a country song.
Yeah. There calling back.
I like going down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico, and he ran through the bars, and he ran through the rambles. I love that one.
There is still a Labor Day parade in New York City. Of all the places, there is still a Labor Day parade there in that mean old Manhattan, New York City, which takes place throughout the 20 blocks north of 1882 Labor March. That's where the Labor March was in 1882. They will be having their parade there tomorrow, I'm sure.
Okay.
You know who will be there? Jimmy Hoffa Jr.
Oh.
He's a star.
Is he?
Yep. Then at the end, he jumps out and hands kids toys and all kinds of things.
He jumps out of the cake.
And jumps out of the cake and starts handing kids picket signs. That's what he does.
I always wanted to be one of them balloons. I wanted to be a big Gallagher balloon. And they're holding me down with cables. That's how I do it. I actually feel that way
when you
in
pull
life.
The cables,
I really feel that I'm that big.
All the dreams that didn't come true. It's a sad thing.
I know, they're all inflated.
Yeah. And think of the hot air that you could blow that thing up with.
That's one we have in you.
Hot air. Hot air. Why is somebody who's just rambling full of hot air?
I don't know.
You're exactly right.
It had to occur after the age of blimps, I think. Otherwise, I can't imagine just being in the kitchen and anybody talking about hot air. They'll say you're in hot water, you're in over your head, but they're not going to say.
Uh huh. Yep, so there we are. Now I do.
We just wanted to give everybody an opportunity to witness dead air. That was what we called dead air.
That was dead air.
In radio parlance. That's a good word, huh?
Parlors?
Parlance. Radio parlance.
Radio parlors.
Yeah, another word for lingo and lexicon, all these. I still want all you men out there to fix your vocabulary, add to it, use it, charm her, bring magic into your life, say something unusual, you're so predictable. That's something I tell. I do good. I do. As long as I got their ear, I tell them something.
Right. And that's what you have to do.
They don't. Yes, kid, how is this? And fine and good. That's all you're going to get. Fine and good.
Right.
And then why do we send them to school if they're just going to learn two words?
Right.
Get you some adjectives. Say something. Say something with pastels of meaning.
Right.
Get some adjectives.
Right.
Are you going to do a.
Get the French dictionary if you have.
Will you do a sermon on this?
I can, yeah.
What about the spoken word? Unless it's spoken, it's not real, right? Don't you have to testify out loud?
You have to testify out loud.
So the word, well, don't you think it makes sense then to talk about talking? You have to talk about talking.
You have to talk about talking.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
We're talking.
Communication.
Communication is the word of the night.
No, we're not communicating here.
We're not?
No, it's not effective. I don't know.
Well, in any event, the people who are listening at
home. Oh, there's that word again.
Yeah, in any event. People who are listening at home, you're going to feel guilty tomorrow if you don't give tonight. That's what I think. I think you're going to feel guilty. You're going to be eating your pork chops tomorrow.
Or the barbecue ribs you're going to be
eating
tomorrow.
Yeah, all those barbecue ribs that you're going to be knocking back tomorrow. You're going to feel guilty. You got all this free top drawer entertainment for free, and you didn't pledge anything.
You're going to thank Pastor Rogers for being here, but you won't.
Well, it's a sad commentary. But we're not there yet. It could be a happy commentary.
As you're eating that 12th hot dog, you can.
Yeah, 740-531-9944. You know how they do? They burn them.
Yeah.
They burn them on Labor Day.
That's right.
Because tomorrow is the official end of
summer.
That's right. Yeah. We go to fall after tomorrow.
I know. It's a full moon.
It's a full moon.
Summer's about the sun. Winter is about the moon.
For
the
all solstice. You moonologists, yes. Do tell. It's a full moon out tonight.
It's a full moon. I'm feeling unusual.
As opposed to unusual.
I'm crazier than normal, I think.
Okay. Well, what can we do? What can we do?
Well, we can go to Gallagher for more inspirational. No, we were going to have Pastor Rogers tell his story.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
Another time when he comes here and he's a special guest and he tells a story. Do you want him to tell a story here at this time, Pastor? Are you ready to tell your story?
Tell a story here, yeah. I'm ready. I'm always ready to testify.
There we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once upon a time.
A long time ago.
Starting that way? Ain't that
many years ago?
Yes.
Land far away.
Right.
Or no, 470.
Right. How I came to ministry, I guess. Is that what we're talking about?
That's where we are.
Well, Terry, I've known Terry for years, so kind of grew up with Terry. And Terry knows, he knew me then. And a lot of times, back in those days, I was part of the problem. Quit school, sold dope, ran the streets. At one point, I was shot. A couple weeks after I got shot, I was stabbed. I wasn't very good at any of that. I drank a lot. Got to a point where I was drinking about a case and a half to 2 cases of beer a day. At 21, I hired into the prison. I went back and got my GED. That's when I started pulling my head out my behind. And I went back, got a GED, hired into Marion Correctional Institution, went to college, went to OSU and MTC. I've promoted through the ranks there. And back in 2005, God really began to call on me and press some things on my heart. And he delivered me from one day I got up and threw a beer can away, and that was it. It was about 10 years ago. When I got serious about ministry, I was under a pastor of the church that I pastor now. I was teaching the adult Sunday school classes. I was told by a lot of people, God is going to use you to preach. God is going to use you to preach. And I thought, yeah, right. Me preaching. But he did. This is my 6th year pastoring the church. So God brought me from being part of the problem to being part of the solution. And so my story is just really, honestly, I just love people. And I love people because I love God. Everybody has a past, and we've all done things, and I know me, and I know the things that I've done, and it sometimes it's overwhelming to me that Christ went to the cross for me with a perfect love, and he said, you're not too bad. I can still redeem you. I can still save you. And so he died for me with a perfect love, and when he called me into the ministry, he called me to live life. Loving unconditionally. People have, we have drug addicts, we have alcoholics, we have you name it, they're out there. And people get so upset because they can't change people. But God never called us to change anybody. Jesus told his disciples, this new command I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that men will know that you are my disciples. It's not my job to change anybody. If I love you unconditionally and I can lead you to Christ, he'll do cleanup work. So that's my story, kind of in a nutshell. I went from being part of the, God took me from being part of the problem to being part of the solution. So, and I can't stand the term when people say, well, I found the Lord. He was never lost. It was me who was lost. And my life was in the pit. It really was. And when it got down to a point where it was do or die, it was me and God. And he said, what you want to do? And he laid it out before me. You know, he lays out before us. Life and death. You choose life. I chose life, and this is my life. So the people being affected in Houston, I don't have to know you to love you. I don't have to. You're made in the image and likeness of God. So my heart went out, and it was just love. And I think the result of the people coming to the church yesterday was a result of love. People wanted to be involved. People wanted to show that they cared. And I truly believe that's the heart of America. That is the heart of America. It's not political parties. It's not racial rallies. It's not black. It's not white. It's not Hispanic. It's what happened when this hurricane hit, when Hurricane Harvey hit. People stood up all over the nation and said, what can we do to help? That's the soul of America. And that's my story.
It is an amazing story because it's a story of redemption. And, you know, I was listening today to somebody talk about Norman Cousins, who was terminally ill, and laughter healed him. And, you know, I think about that a lot because, you know, when you laugh, you cannot feel sad. You can't.
Right.
No matter what kind of pain you're in,
right.
Laughing is an involuntary action. And when you laugh, you cannot feel sad. Even if it's just for a second, it takes it away for a second. And it Norman Cousins got better. And that's where the laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely.
Term came from.
And, you know, I read a lot about...
You can't say that. It's not the best medicine. You're using...
Laughter is a good medicine.
A good one, but it ain't the top one.
It's not the top one.
No, it can't be the top one.
But, you know, and I read a lot about Bonhoeffer, Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
I'm writing this song. I love your first line. I don't have to know you to love you.
Didn't you say
that's a song when he said it?
I want royalties from that.
Well, God's listening. You're going to let him know you care about gold and silver.
No.
What did you say after that? After you said, I don't have to know you to love you. Why?
You're made in the image and likeness of God.
So if a dog wants something from you, you're not going to give it to them. But if a person, it just has to be a person,
a human being. I'm just saying,
in the image of God, you said, and so I need another line. It has to rhyme with you.
Oh.
I don't have to know you to love you.
That's the song guy right
if
there.
If you're made in the image of God, we're through.
Okay.
I'll put it in there for now. That I'm just telling you, I'm working on this song. I'm always vigilant, ready to move. I heard it. It was beautiful.
Right.
I don't have to, because you summed it up.
Yeah.
I don't have to. Don't you want to sing this song?
I would love, if I could sing, I would, but this man would lose his job if I started singing on radio.
Your people will let you sing. You'll be moved. No?
I also read a lot about Bonhoeffer, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer called on us to be serious about the church and the word of God and people. And I truly believe, I mean, with the division in this country, the what we see on the national level, I truly believe that we have to get back to the basics. We have to get back to doing what Jesus told us to do in the first place. Stop trying to change everybody. He just said, this new command I give, love one another as I have loved you unconditionally, that men will know that you are my disciples. We have to get back to the basics. And I think that's what this radiothon is about. I think that's why everybody that is here tonight is here, because they care. And we care about the people in Houston, and we want them to know that they're not alone in this. We're not only just praying for them. Faith without works is dead. So we can't just sit around praying all the time. We have to put We have to put this into action, and I believe that's what we're doing, and I believe that's what the people of Marion have done. They did it. They started doing it yesterday. They've been doing it, and it's just awesome to see. It really is.
That's what you need, and we got an hour eight left here. Give them the information, Terry.
You can get a hold of us for this Christ Missionary Baptist Church Houston Relief at 740-531-9944. Trying to raise money to get a U-Haul to take the supplies needed to Houston.
And we've only got an hour and 7 minutes left, so we need to get it done. It's time to get it done. We just need $1,260. It could be little pledges, big pledges, however we get there. We've got to get there, and we've got an hour to do it, or, you know. We want to have our big finale.
Yeah.
And we need that. 740-531-9944. That's 740-531-9944. Jeremiah, what's your feeling on what's been done here and said tonight?
Well, like I said a little while ago, you know, putting faith and love in motion, you know, putting this hope in motion. And, it amazes me, you know, like we were talking about how everything has sort of been broken down in terms of the barriers, in terms of labels, you know, with all of this, with the fact that it's just been Americans that have come together, you know, and almost in record time, you know, there was not any hesitation whatsoever, at least from what I've read and from what I've seen. You know, I actually saw that there was some places that were not able to take any more donations.
Right.
You know, they had to stop. Some sites crashed because of how quickly people were acting. And, you know, that's why I think right now we have a tremendous opportunity right here and right now, not just to act, you know, not just to put your faith in action, but also to, like we've also talked about many times tonight, make a difference. Mm-hmm. Be that miracle for somebody, you know, put a positive thought into action for somebody that you don't even know. Right. You know, I mean, that is one of the greatest things you can do for somebody, is to help somebody you don't even know or probably never will.
One of the best things I've seen on the internet, like as far as a pledge and things went, was the Jerry Jones video, the owner of the Cowboys.
Yep.
He had Dez Bryant and Dak Prescott there, and they were manning the phones taking pledges.
Wow.
And Jerry Jones called in and asked Dez Bryant, he said, "How many millionaires have you had donate tonight?" Said zero. Said you got one now.
Wow.
Donated $1 million.
Wow.
So did President Trump. President Trump gave $1 million.
I just thought it was neat, the speech he gave afterwards, or the what he told Dez Bryant afterwards was really
was awesome.
Good. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So he was teasing, said, you know, said Dak Prescott was a boy and that he was a man.
Yeah.
But he said it all in fun, you know.
Right.
That
right.
At the end, you know, he told them both he loved them, and you know,
right.
I just thought that was really, really neat of him, you know.
And that's what you have to do. Is you don't have to be a millionaire. You can be a thousandaire.
That's right.
It's whatever you give. 740-531-9944. We've got 1 hour and a little bit of change left. 1 hour and 4 minutes. 740-531-9944. And we just have, what, 1260 we need left?
$1,260
an hour. That could be wiped all the way. Very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of minus a few Starbucks, and we'll
and that's
we'll
all it'll here. Take, and we'll be right there, and the whole cast and crew will be here.
Put your Tim Hortons, you know.
Put your Tim Hortons down. Put your ice cream down.
Yeah.
Put your what? It's summer's over. It's time to forget that.
That's right.
Put all your white clothes away. Put your all that away. It's time to celebrate a holiday. It's time to celebrate what we're doing here. We're heading to Houston.
Give the money. We're going to take the kids to Cedar Point or something. And
yeah, well, you we can skip that at this point.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Yeah. That's
Cedar Point can just call in with the money.
Right. In one day.
Cedar Point or Kings Island or
whatever it will take is what we'll do.
Sure.
Because you want to have a happy moment. You want to have a
celebratory moment is what you said earlier.
Yeah,
and I thought it was. I'm always pushing people to have more of a vocabulary. And did you hear him use celebratory?
A joyous
celebratory
moment.
Right.
A fantastically joyous moment.
It was the focus. We were all doing this so you'd have a celebratory moment.
A celebratory moment. Not the night. As we hit another, you know, it'll be Labor Day in 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And some change.
We want to be celebratory. That describes America.
Right.
Well, what do you got, Gallagher?
From sea to shining celebratory.
2.5 minutes. Go ahead.
What? I don't have anything.
He's writing the song.
I'm
over
trying
here.
To write this song. It's not happening. I don't feel that I'm inspired.
We've got 1 hour left.
I'm not channeling.
Speak to the people. It's a full moon. Labor Day is going to be here in an hour.
Well, I'm not prepared with anything to say right now.
All night you've been over there. Just
I have. I butted in and plenty, but that was because I was ready with something to say. I don't have anything to say.
You're
I
dry?
Have a boob poem.
You're dry?
But I don't think boob poem.
No, I know it's not appropriate
for now. I was telling you.
Oh, man.
I've gone through the things in my mind that I have.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Yes, please.
Have mercy, Jesus.
Well, don't you feel like if there is mercy that we ought to push it?
I believe so.
Well, that's what I do.
I believe so.
Ain't no sense having mercy and not getting something real big forgiven. That's what I do. I try to...
Words to live by there.
All right, how about my poem about Ray Charles?
We have 1 minute left.
Oh, well, I can't
you
do
can't
nothing.
You can't do 1 minute, of course.
We'll be back.
No, you always jump
minute.
The gun.
Jump the gun. How do you jump a gun?
You know, it's
what
about
a
jumping
strange...
a gun.
Right.
No, you can't. I hear jumping. I don't understand that with guns.
See, you got your minute.
If someone shot a gun, you would jump.
Don't
put the cart before the horse. We've got a minute.
He was a straight shooter, but he had a hair trigger. But we stuck to our guns.
That's right. We need $1,240 and 1 hour left, and we're going to wrap up. It's going to be Labor Day.
There you go.
And then everybody's going to take a little nap and go celebrate for
tomorrow. Tell everybody I gave my 620s.
You gave your 620s.
That's right.
Gallagher, you're my 620s. Allie Gallagher gave his 620s.
I'm the big guy so
big
far.
Donor.
I'm
the big guy by $60.
That's right.
No, by
20. Somebody else gave 100.
No, you gave 240. You gave 140, didn't you?
No, I just have a 6.
Get that money quick. Whatever he's got laying.
Five, but you don't have
any. We'll be back, folks. 1 hour left. One last chance to break.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege for the first time, by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
No, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing a contract, on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, it was a big mistake. And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. And
I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki. The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. Uh-huh. I was in the bathroom, and she goes, why are you pretending to be Italian? I don't get it. She was so nasty. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought The Jersey Shore, was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian-Americans.
Did you feel like you were being inquisitive, or do you feel you were being nasty, as she says?
No, I was not being nasty. She's overly sensitive. No one ever says that about me. That's the first time I've ever heard any guest say that I was not friendly to them. I'm always nice to everybody.
What was it like to sit next to Dick Cheney?
Uncomfortable.
Do you like a Jeb Bush or a Christie as far as, is that good competition for her or tough?
I think she can beat the pants off of both of them. But, you know, I mean, when Ted Cruz announced, everybody, the Democrats were like, oh, bring it on, baby. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Joy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is a man who's had a long relationship with boxing. He is HBO boxing analyst, Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you?
I'm good,
You say you will be rooting for Pacquiao. Who's going to win? We're far out and things can happen, but if it was happening tomorrow, and you know they're going to be in shape.
Call me on May 1st.
And I will expect that night, Larry, if you're just there as a fan at about 1 a.m. to get a phone call from you.
If I'm sober and if it's over by then, it's a deal.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783.
Hi, gang. Sure, you've got a boring life. But what's the answer? It's the super terrific Whiz Bang Gallagher Show on WWGH all next week and the week after that. When's it on? 8:10 to 10 o'clock. From the 28th to the 8th, 10 big shows. Super terrific Whiz Bang Gallagher Shows. Now, on the hour, you know we have news, weather, and features here at WWGH. But after that, from 8 to 10, super terrific Whiz Bang things happen on the Gallagher Show. You better be there.
Marion Midget Football is celebrating 45 years of service in Marion, Ohio, teaching kids good sportsmanship and how to act professional on a football field. Opening ceremonies for the 45th year will be Sunday, September the 10th at 1 p.m. for the Popcorn Bowl. Marion Midget Football is played on Baker Field on Merchant Avenue near the old Baker Middle School in Marion. Marion Midget Football would like to celebrate Patty Worcester for 35 years of service as Marion Midget Football Treasurer and Martha Douse Manasi for 35 years of service as Marion Midget Football Secretary. Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. Tune in to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Monday through Thursday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Scott Spears Now was the only local news service emanating live from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly,
this is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
Do you think that it's good that Bob Dole is the only Republican past candidate for president who's shown at this event? Is that respectable on his behalf?
Well, that's the attempt of the anti-Trump people to downgrade him in some way, and I think they're going to be shown up as not loyal and sour grapes, and they're not going to benefit by that behavior.
Phyllis, what is your favorite part of the convention? What do you like while you're here?
Well, my specialty has been the platform committee, and I've worked very hard on that, as you can see in my new book called How We Made the Republican Party Pro-Life. And I follow that very closely. And while I was not on the platform committee this time, my people were, and they were well-trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on jobs for Americans. It's right on being against bad trade bills and being for jobs for Americans. And it's right on immigration, which I think is a major issue.
and CNN commentator Van Jones.
Speaking to that speech tomorrow night by Mr. Trump, will he be able to stick to script, or will he want to talk about the speech Monday? Will he want to go off? Will he want to criticize the media? And if he does it even matter here?
Listen, Donald Trump is a phenomenon. Donald Trump does not have to obey the normal rules of, forget political life, civil life, civic life. Ordinarily, someone who behaves the way that he does wouldn't be invited to your dinner party. They wouldn't be allowed to date your daughter. If they were your child, you put them in time out or maybe get them a therapist. But this man, for whatever reason, has been allowed by the Republican voters and by the media to behave in a way that is appalling when it's not shocking and when it's not disgusting. And so he will do whatever he does. He may stick to that teleprompter and deliver a very, very stiff, bad speech. But I suspect he will want to break away from that teleprompter. He might say anything.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Catch us on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH.
Hi, gang, this is Gallagher with more information you need to know. Now, say you're anywhere in the world, and of course you want to listen to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Well, if you want to do it on a mobile device, we've got a free TuneIn app, and you just search WWGH once you're on that free TuneIn app, and you can download it. You can do it now. You know you're not doing it.
This is Margaret Haisley, and you can catch my friends Charlie Evers Wednesday 10 a.m. to 12 noon and Friday 1:10 to 3 p.m. for the Fay Bank Charlie Evers Show. Local topics, history, giveaways, and you at 740-383-9944.
Now, also on Thursdays, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers were still investigating the cause of a Wednesday one-car roll wildcat pike that injured people. Lindsay Doss, age 22 of Marion, was driving a 2008 Chevrolet Cobalt east on Wildcat Pike with a two-year-old passenger, Zoe Reinhardt, when the car crashed into a soybean field east of DeCliff Road shortly after 8 a.m. Tuesday, according to Highway Patrol Lieutenant Lance Shearer. Both Doss and the toddler were ejected from the car. Doss was not wearing a seat belt, and Reinhardt was not in a child safety seat. Both were taken by ambulance to Marion General Hospital with injuries that were non-life-threatening. Doss was then taken to Ohio Health Grant Medical Center in Columbus and Reinhardt to Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus. A spokesperson at Nationwide said the toddler had been discharged. A spokesperson at Grant was not able to provide Doss's condition. The Marion Municipal Court and the Probation Department will close at noon on Friday, September the 1st, and will reopen at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 5th. Mayor Scott Schertzer is announcing the following closures for the city of Marion on Monday, September 4th, in observance of the Labor Day holiday. All offices in City Hall will be closed. Sanitation crews will not work on Monday, September 4th. Residents that normally have Monday sanitation service are asked to have their collections at curbside by 7 a.m. on Tuesday, September 5th. Sanitation crews will collect both Monday and Tuesday's refuse on Tuesday, with the possibility that some of Tuesday's collection could extend into Wednesday. Marion area transit buses will not operate on Monday, September the 4th. Normal bus routes will resume on Tuesday, September the 5th. Marion Senior Center will be closed on Monday, September the 4th. All programs, activities, and transportation will resume on Tuesday, September 5th. Necessary services, including fire, police, and airport, will operate as usual. And now turning to weather, rounding out the work week Friday and kicking off the month of September in the extended Labor Day weekend, mainly cloudy skies with a high temperature of 65 degrees, overnight considerable cloudiness with brief showers late with a low temperature of 54 degrees, Saturday a little morning rain, cloudy with a high temperature of 68 degrees, a low temperature of 56 degrees, Sunday, sunshine, pleasant and warmer, with a high temperature of 78 degrees, a low temperature of 57 degrees, and rounding out the big holiday weekend with Labor Day on Monday, partly sunny and pleasant, with a high temperature of 83 degrees, a low temperature of 66 degrees. All the staff and crew at WWGH Radio wish you a very safe and happy Labor Day weekend.